Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a classic jungle or old school DnB break role and give it that sunrise set emotion. Warm, euphoric, slightly overdriven but still punchy and not harsh. This is intermediate, and it's sitting in that mastering-ish zone. But we're really doing it as mix boss or pre-master thinking. The idea is simple. We want the role to feel like it lifts the whole room right before the drop, without turning the hats into sand or flattening the snare into a papery puff. By the end, you'll have a main break roll chain that stays punchy, plus a parallel heat return that you can ride up for emotion and density. Then we'll automate it so the intensity ramps like a sunrise instead of just getting louder. Alright, let's build it. First, prep the roll, because the musical move matters as much as the processing. Pick a break with real vibe, Amen, Think, or anything with that crunchy 90s personality. Then create a roll right before your drop or switch. Usually one or two bars is perfect. If you want fast and controllable, use beat repeat, but only for that roll section. Set interval to one bar, or half a bar if you want it more constant. Grid at 1/16th. Keep variation low, like 0 to 10%, because we want tight old school movement, not glitch randomness. Chance at 100% for the roll section. Gate around 50 to 70%. Now here's the little urgency trick. Automate gate upward across the roll. Start around 50% and end closer to 75%. It feels like the drummer's getting more frantic without changing the pattern. If you want more authentic, do manual chops instead. Slice a new MIDI track and program mostly 1/16th repeats, then throw a couple 1/32nd bursts right at the end. That last little faster stutter is basically a cheat code for hype. Your target vibe is hype but warm, not robotic. Next, gain staging. This is everything for saturation. Put a utility at the very start of the break roll track. Before we add any saturation, set the level so your break roll peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS on the track meter. This is not about being quiet for no reason. This is about giving the saturators room to work without instantly turning into brittle clipping. And if the break sample is already slammed or clipped, pull it down now. Don't try to out-process bad gain staging. You'll lose. Now we clean up rumble and harshness so the saturation hits the good stuff. Add EQ 8 before saturation. High pass at around 30 to 45 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Breaks don't need sub. Then do a small mud dip. 2 to 4 dB down around 200 to 350 Hz, Q around 1.2. And optional, if the cymbals are spitty already, do a gentle dip around 4 to 7 kHz, maybe 2 dB. Don't overdo it. We're not trying to make it dull. We're just removing the frequencies that will get ugly when we'd add harmonics. Now the main sunrise glow saturation. Drop an Ableton stock saturator on the main break roll track. Set the mode to analog clip. That's a great starting point for warm, classic behavior. Turn soft clip on. Start with drive around plus 4 dB, and generally you'll land somewhere between plus 3 and plus 7. Important, level match. After you turn it on, use the output control so that when you bypass the saturator, the loudness is about the same. If it's louder, you will always think it sounds better. That's human, so don't fall for it. Turn color on. Set the bass around 1.2 kHz, depth around 2.0. If the top end starts fizzing, reduce depth first, or back off drive. What we're listening for, the snare gets more presence and density, and the hats feel slightly glued instead of spiky. If it's getting crunchy in the wrong way, don't just keep turning down highs. Pull back the drive and plan to get excitement from parallel saturation instead. That's where the emotion lives. So let's do that. Parallel heat. This is the big move. Create a return track. Call it return A, heat. Now send your break roll to it. Start somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dB on the send, depending on how aggressive you want it. On the heat return, put a saturator first. You can use analog clip again, or try wave shaper if you want a slightly different bite. This time drive it harder, plus 8 up to plus 14 dB. Yes, that's a lot, but it's parallel, so we can blend it like seasoning. Soft clip on. Then put EQ 8 after the saturator. High pass around 120 Hz. We do not want low-end distortion building up in the return. Then, to prevent crispy hats, pull down a gentle high shelf by 2 to 5 dB starting around 8 to 10 kAC. And if you want the break to speak, add a small boost, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB, somewhere in that 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz zone. Then put a standard compressor after that. Not glue yet. Ratio 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so some snap gets through. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds so it breathes, with a groove around 170 to 175 BPM. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the loudest peaks. Now blend the return in until the break feels emotionally louder, like it's stepping forward in the mix. But it doesn't sound like here comes distortion. In jungle and old school DNB, parallel saturation is how you get that vinyl system excitement without murdering transients. Next, transient control, because saturation can soften the attack and make the roll feel like a pillow if you're not careful. Back on the main break roll track, after the saturator, a drum boss. Keep it subtle. Driver round 2 to 6. Crunch just a tiny sprinkle, like 0 to 15%. Then use the transient knob to restore snap. Somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20 depending on how much the saturation rounded it. Boom is usually off for breaks, because your sub should live in the bass and kick, not in a break roll effect. This drum bus stage is basically you saying, cool harmonics, now give me my punch back. Now we glue it, but we don't smash it. Add glue compressor near the end of the break roll chain. Ratio 2 to 1. Set attack to 3 milliseconds for tighter control, or 10 milliseconds if you want more punch and less clamping. Release on auto, or try 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just enough to make it feel like one instrument instead of lots of little slices. Then add a utility for width management. Old school breaks often hit hardest when they're not excessively wide. If it feels facey or unstable, pull width down to 80 to 100%. If you want a touch of lift, you can push width to 105 to 115, but check in mono. Wide distortion plus noisy hats can get tiring fast. Now we're going to make it feel like sunrise. Arrangement automation. This is where the emotion really happens. Over the last 1 to 2 bars before the drop, automate a few targets. First, automate the break roll send to the heat return upward. Think plus 2 to plus 6 dB across the roll. Second, automate the main saturator drive up a little, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB, but save the peak for the final quarter bar. Third, if you need brightness, you can gently open a high shelf a tiny bit, like plus 1 dB above 8 kHz, but only if the roll is getting dull. Don't just brighten out of habit. And a small, powerful extra, a reverb send swell. Create another return, return B, light air, put hybrid reverb on it, short plate or room, about 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, high pass around 250 Hz so it doesn't cloud the low mids, keep it subtle, this is not big reverb moment, this is blue and lift, now a classic jungle trick, mono pinch, on the last two hits of the roll, automate utility width toward mono briefly, then snap back on the drop, but do it safely, glide into mono over about 20 to 60 milliseconds instead of instantly, so it doesn't click or shift tone too abruptly. If going fully mono changes the snare too much, pinch to 30 or 50% instead. The point is contrast. The drop feels wider and bigger because you made the build narrower. Quick coaching moment. Don't let the roll steal the sub slot. Even if you high-passed, saturation can create psychoacoustic thickness that competes with bass. If your bass suddenly feels smaller during the roll, try this move. Automate the break roll track down by about half a dB to 1.5 dB while you automate the heat return up. That way you keep perceived energy, but you stop masking the bass fundamentals. Now, cymbals. If the hats start turning into sand, don't immediately low pass the whole break and kill the vibe. Try a narrowish dip after saturation around 9 to 12 kHz, Q around 2, just 1 to 3 dB. Or use multiband dynamics gently like a de-esser. High band only, set the threshold so it grabs only the spikiest hits. Often 1 to 2 dB of reduction is enough. We're not trying to hide the hats. We're trying to stop them from slicing your ears off. Now, compressor timing. Pick attack and release by groove, not by habit. If the roll feels like it sits back, your attack is probably too fast. If it feels spitty and nervous, your release might be too fast. Set the release so the gain reduction comes back close to zero between the main snare accents. Listen for it. Don't overthink the math. Optional advanced flavor. Sidechain the distortion itself. On the heat return, after the saturator, put a compressor and sidechain it from the break roll track, or even better, from a snare-only trigger. Fast attack, medium release. That makes the distortion duck on the snare hit, so the transient stays clean, and the grit swells in the gaps. That's a really classy way to keep impact while still sounding huge. Another optional advanced idea. Two-stage clip workflow. Instead of one big aggressive saturator, do two smaller stages. First stage is tiny drive just for tone, almost unnoticeable. Second stage is soft clip control. This often sounds smoother, especially on already crunchy breaks. And if you want even more control, you can split parallel returns. One heat MID focusing on 600 HC to 3K HC with heavy saturation, and a heat AIR that's high passed way up, like 600 HE, with very light saturation and careful top shaping that lets you push emotion without turning symbols into shards. Now let's talk master bus safety, since this sits in that mastering area mindset. On the master, keep it gentle, put a stock limiter. Set ceiling to minus 1 dB. Default look ahead is fine. During the roll, you want less than about 2 dB of gain reduction. If you're seeing more, your roll is probably too loud relative to the track, or you're driving too much low mid energy into the master. Optionally, if you want cohesive warmth on the whole mix, you can add a very light saturator on the master. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive plus 0.5 to plus 1.5 dB. Soft clip on. But only if the mix is already balanced. Don't use master saturation to fix harsh brakes. Fix it at the brake. One more key coaching habit. Calibrate it A and B, so you don't mix with your eyes.